Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi everyone, Chris Wilcock here for the Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 25, Lighting a Fire for Your Beliefs. Your beliefs are everything. If you thought of your life as a house, your core beliefs are the foundation. They are at the core of everything you do. Where you are in your life today is a direct result of what you believe. If you joined me last week, you'll know that I met with four of my very good friends and we had a discussion around the Law of Attraction. It was a lot of fun. Throughout the discussion, it came up a number of times that our beliefs about anything are so important. In previous episodes, I have talked about our beliefs and why they are so important. And we've talked about how to change them. It is extremely important as we work to manifest things into our world that we understand that your beliefs either break your manifesting journey or they make it possible. In this episode, I want to focus on your general, everyday beliefs, and then we will explore how that ties into your ability to have your intention statements work or not work. What we believe in our lives is an accumulation of our beliefs. All the small things that we think about ourselves all add up to the big picture. Our beliefs form our habits and quickly become the foundation of what we say, how we act, and what we do. Most of us have thoughts and say things from the moment we get up until we go to bed that form our beliefs. In many cases, these beliefs are not true. We have said them for so long and have heard them said to us by others that we just begin to accept them as truth. They may seem harmless, but they are not. They form the backbone of who we become. As I've said before, many of them have formed exactly what we think, and many of them have been placed there unintentionally by family members as we grew up. We make statements every day like, I have a bad memory. I've always been lazy. I will never be smart enough. Money doesn't stay with me long. I suck at relationships. Or things like, Mondays are always hard. Doctor's appointments are always stressful. There's never enough money. I will always be alone. There are thousands of possible things that you can say to yourself every day, and a lot of them are negative, and they form your beliefs that probably aren't even really true. You've been told them so long that you begin to say them, and they become the core of who you are. So if you tell yourself enough, or others tell you that you will always be lonely, you'll start saying you will always be lonely. And then you will always be lonely because that is your belief, that is your expectation, okay? There are so many things that just aren't true that we say, but they do become our beliefs. They become what we believe about ourselves. We've said them so many times, we've heard them so many times over the years that we actually believe them and we rarely ever question them. Wherever we currently are right now in our lives is a result of our beliefs. To me, if we focus on it and we believe in our heart that we should be poor, or we should be in a bad relationship, or we're unhealthy, or a million other possible situations, that is in fact where we will be. We make sure of it. We create the belief that we believe that's the situation we deserve. We believe that is us, and therefore we become us. We become that belief. Shortly in this episode, we will focus on how your intention statements for what you are trying to manifest may be blocked by your beliefs. But right now, I want to talk about changing our mindset about the small, everyday beliefs that you've instilled in your mind. If you can start to change those, then it will get easier to work on the limiting beliefs we have around our intention statements. With the group last week, we touched on how important your beliefs are, and we talked about how we can attempt to manifest something we truly want using all the tools available to us, you know, such as intention statements, vision boards, that kind of thing. But if within ourselves we don't believe it is possible, if we have a belief that goes against what we are trying to manifest, then it just isn't going to happen. So we will come back to this, like I say, but for now, we want to focus on some of the smaller things. When we talk about negative thoughts or positive thinking, we might not think about how this thinking forms our beliefs. But every day, and since you were a child, if you were told that you are very smart, that you learn things easily, and your journey in the world was going to be an easy place for you, then you would have formulated a belief around those statements. And that is a result of positive thinking. But I don't want you just to think about positive thinking as being positive or negative. Think about how what you say and think influences your belief either negatively or positively. Whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, that is exactly what you will get. Our beliefs are seeds that we plant in our subconscious mind, and as we then go through our lives and try to be something, do something, or have something, our minds check what we're trying to have against the beliefs within our subconscious minds and determine whether it's possible or not, purely based on what is ingrained in our subconscious minds. Whether it's true or that it's a limiting belief, it doesn't matter. It becomes our truth. The problem is that our subconscious, if it knows that you have a belief that goes against that wish that you're working for, then it just cannot happen. It's as simple as that. So what I'm going to suggest here, in order to work on the bigger picture, which is your intention statements and what you're trying to manifest, is that we start out focusing on your self-talk and we evaluate what you say and how you think. And most importantly, what it is that you say about yourself all day long. These small thoughts, like I said, form the foundation of your beliefs. And if you have limiting beliefs that come through the self-talk, then of course, when you have a goal for manifesting something larger that goes against your belief, it just isn't going to happen. So I am suggesting that you begin to pay attention to exactly what you say to yourself throughout any given day and understand that what you say and what you think about yourself will form your beliefs. No bullshit, that's it. There is no question about this. Science has proven what goes into your subconscious mind forms your beliefs, and your beliefs are reflected in what you bring into your outer world. I think of your beliefs as either limiting beliefs or empowering beliefs. I want you to start thinking about everything you think. Is it limiting me for what I want, or is it empowering me? Does that thought empower me, or does that thought limit me? Your belief that always look before you cross the road, to me, is a basic empowering belief. A limiting belief is anything that doesn't empower me and therefore in some way holds me back. Something like everyone is dishonest and only worried about themselves. This is a limiting belief. Learn to question your belief, and if it doesn't serve you, look to change it. Beliefs like I'm always late, they might be true. You might always be late. But if you believe you're always late and you say you're always late and you reinforce that, then you will be late. Okay, so it could be true, but they're not empowering. They don't serve you. So stop saying them. Instead, start saying things like, I'm always on time. And it will eventually become your truth, believe me. Or if that makes you feel uncomfortable, if you don't like saying that because it's not true right now, just dismiss the thought. When you start thinking things like, I'm always late, give it no power. Don't think about it, just let it go, don't focus on it, and just try to shut it off from coming out in your mind at all, okay? Just don't give it power. If you can be more comfortable, then start saying things like I said, that you're always on time, and eventually you will always be on time. Even if you're kind of tricking yourself at first, remember, a lot of the beliefs that we think anyhow aren't true, so what difference does it make if we start saying things that, you know, are the opposite of that? There's no harm in it, right? I would suggest that you look at yourself and become a gatekeeper to what you process and accept into your subconscious mind. By that, I would say from the moment you wake up until you go to bed, you should very much pay attention to the thoughts that you have and the things that you say. If, for example, you wake up and you say to yourself things like, I hate Mondays. Why do I feel so tired? Oh, another shitty day. I feel so low. God, I hate my job. I'm such an idiot. I should have made better career choices. But who am I kidding? My life sucks and it always will. If this were the one and only time that you made a statement like that throughout your day, then that may be one thing, but let's face it. If you start off your day that way, you know that you're going to continue saying hundreds of negative things about yourself. You're gonna say things about how your day is going to go wrong. If you start going down that path, chances are negative statements and thoughts will continue throughout the day, and within those negative thoughts would be many derogative comments about yourself. Chances are you will continue saying unflattering, non-uplifting things about your life, your job, your relationship, about your financial situation, and so many other negative thoughts that inevitably affect your belief. Once you have a negative belief within your subconscious mind, such as, I am such a loser, or life sucks, you will always draw more negative vibrations into your life. So what I'm suggesting is that you pay attention to what you're saying and what you're thinking. So what I suggest for a period of a week is that you get a notebook or some paper. And as you notice the negative things that you say about yourself or think about yourself, jot them down. Become aware of them. Once you're aware of them and you have that awareness, you can quickly see that they don't have to be true and they probably aren't true. Awareness shows us very quickly that they don't have to be true. Don't give them the power. Once you become aware of what you're thinking and saying, then they lose some of the power. When you become aware of those negative thoughts, I would suggest that the next one you've written down, where you've written it down, go to that negative thought, draw a line through it. And then I want you to write right next to it or under it or over it, whatever makes you comfortable, write the opposite. Whatever it says, write the opposite to that negative thought, which is basically the positive thought, right? And then look at the paper and say to yourself that positive thought. Does that positive thought resonate true with you? Say that positive thought to yourself several times. Think that positive thought. Keep that positive thought in mind. For example, let's say, I am lazy. Once you become aware that your thought is, I'm lazy, you write it on a piece of paper, draw the line through it, and think about why you're not lazy. Write out a sentence very quickly that indicates that you're not lazy. Maybe list out what you do that is contrary to that. I'm sure if you gave it some thought, you're not really lazy, even though you made that statement. There's probably lots of situations you can think of that you know, maybe 100 different reasons where you're not lazy, right? And that statement isn't true. Once you know what the positive statements are that counteract that negative statement, start thinking about those thoughts and saying those to yourself almost like a mantra, okay? So once you realize that you're not lazy, that you have a lot of energy or whatever it is, start saying that to yourself, and you will start to believe it very quickly, because if you really gave it some thought, you'll know you're not truly lazy, okay, in that case, and the same with any situation that you're thinking about. There are just things we say, there are beliefs that are just triggered in us. We just say, I'm lazy, because people have told you you're lazy, or you've thought it to yourself. But now I want you to think the opposite, and I want you to find times in your life where you're not the negative that you say you are. So once you begin to do this on a daily basis and you catch yourself paying attention to what the negative thoughts are, you quickly develop the self-awareness and you begin to catch yourself as the thoughts happen, and you can quickly begin to counteract them. Once that begins to happen, you become aware of when you are also being very positive about yourself. So when you start saying positive things, you'll now become aware of it because you're tapping into your awareness. Okay? And those positive things that you say to yourself will quickly begin to outweigh any negative thoughts or words that you have about yourself. At first, this may seem to be, you know, looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. It may seem unnecessary. You may think this is a little hoo-hoo bullshit, and you may think, I don't need to do that. But the thing is, you really do. Self-talk is so important, okay? You may feel that you just can't believe it's possible to be positive all the time. Okay. What I say is that you're feeling probably phony with saying this, and it's making you uncomfortable. But the truth is, what you're saying about yourself or what you're thinking about yourself in the negative sense is probably bullshit and not true anyhow. So you might as well say something that's beneficial to you. You really might as well. Because if you analyze what has become your belief, it's probably not, like we've said, reality. So you do have to continuously monitor your thoughts from the moment you get up until you go to bed. Obviously, only when you can, if possible, write them down and counter them with the opposite and say the positive version of the statement to yourself, almost like a mantra. You can even develop affirmations around some of those negative limiting beliefs. Okay, create the positive version of those negative thoughts, negative beliefs. Create a positive affirmation from it. You might even want to do something that I read about years ago that Bruce Lee, the martial artist and actor, used to do when he had negative thoughts. He would write them down on a piece of paper. He'd take those thoughts or limiting beliefs, he'd write them out, and then he would put that piece of paper into a fireplace or light it on fire and watch it burn. To him, that was burning away or eliminating that belief. I don't know if that's effective. I don't know if you want to go that far, but I'm just saying, it's a thought. Okay, once you've gotten good at this, and this has become your habit to pay attention and be the gatekeeper of your thoughts, you can turn the same type of thinking on around your intention statements. So let's take a look at an example here. Let's say you wanted to manifest a new job or career in your life, okay? And let's say you had a strong desire to work in a certain field and earn a large sum of money. And with that in mind, you've been focused on what it is you want. You've created an intention statement around that desire. You know, every day you've spent time thinking positively and focusing on what it is you want. You've made sure that what you want invokes a strong positive feeling, like we talked about before. You've got it to the point you can almost sense having that job. You can almost see yourself doing that job. You can feel it, you can taste it. You've brought a lot of emotion to it, okay? So you know that you want to bring it in your life, and it really feels real to you, okay? But let's say you keep working at it and it just isn't happening, okay? You keep working at doing your intention statements, your vision boards, and all of the things we talked about, and it's just not happening. The reason is most likely that somewhere in your subconscious mind, you have a negative belief that is telling you that you can't have that job or career. It could be any number of beliefs, okay? Anything could be holding you back within your beliefs, but you can almost guarantee that there is some type of belief within you that is restricting you from actually getting that, okay? And remember, as we've said before, the beliefs could have been implanted in your subconscious mind many, many years ago by yourself or a family member or anybody within your life who had access to negatively program that to you, okay, right? So maybe growing up, you were told something very limiting that made you feel that you weren't worthy or didn't deserve something. Or it could be simply something that you told yourself a number of times until it became a belief. Many of us are very guilty of implanting negative beliefs, and we continue to do so on a daily basis. That's what we're talking about, is in the process of identifying what those negative beliefs are. On the smaller level, we see how we build up to the bigger negative beliefs. Those little beliefs, they become mountains, right? So those are like rocks in a mountain that we're forming. It's unbelievable how many people do this, and they're even aware of what it is that they're telling themselves, right? We're aware of what we're telling ourselves, but we continue doing anyhow. And that's why I want you to bring the awareness to it so that you can see like, oh, I don't want to do this. So like we said before, it could be that great relationship, it could be getting the body of your dreams, just losing some weight, it could be stopping smoking, you know, you might want to manifest riches, getting that great job or career or anything else that you strongly desire and want in your life and that you feel an elevated emotion to and you feel connected to it that you want to bring it in your life. So it can be anything, okay? Once you know what it is that you want, you've got your intention statements made around that. We've talked about this before. Write out your intention statement, have it crystal clear, have a lot of detail. So for this example, I'm going to use getting the job of my dreams and earning a great deal of money at this amazing job, okay? And I'm not just talking about manifesting a slightly better job than I have now. I'm talking about getting what it is that I really want to do. That job that is really my dream job. If you could do anything in the world, what would that job be? How would that look? That's the type of job I'm looking at here, okay? Stretch, look for what you really want. I want you to go at this with no limits. We've talked about that before. Create intention statements that give you what you truly want. So in this case, it's a job for you. It could be a relationship, it could be wealth, it could be health, it could be all kinds of things, okay? When you come up with whatever it is that you want to manifest, I need you to have a very strong emotional stake to it, okay? You need to feel very excited about that, and we've talked about that before. So, like I said, we're going to use this example of the job that I just talked about a moment ago. I want you to write out a very positive intention statement about what it is that you want, like I said, with lots of detail, bring it into your life, create what you really want. Now, as you write out this statement, I want you to read this intention statement to yourself, okay? In this exercise that we're gonna talk about today, this will help you uncover what your limiting beliefs are that are holding you back from this desire, okay? So you've got your intention statement there, you start reading your intention statement. I want you to take a piece of paper, you know, from your journal or a piece of paper of any kind. At the very top of the page, I want you to write out this intention statement that you're intending to use for this, okay? I want you to make sure that you feel emotional about it. I want you, once you've written it out, to read it. I want you to start thinking about what this intention statement brings up in you emotionally. Does it bring up any negativity? I want you to start purging what you think about that intention statement. Write down every negative thought that comes to mind about why you're not manifesting this in your life. Like it's not in your life. You've got this intention statement. I want you to start writing down all the negativity that flows from you about why you don't already have this, okay? If you do this correctly, you should start having a very steady stream of information pouring out onto the paper that tells you why this is not possible for you right now with your current beliefs. Let the thoughts fall out onto the page. Okay, I know we've said before we don't want to focus on negative, but there are times that we need to hear what those negative thoughts are so that we can be aware of them, okay, and we can counter them. So this is the awareness again, right? So in most cases, these aren't truths, okay? These are beliefs that have been ingrained and they're built on very weak foundations, okay? So I know we're not supposed to focus on negative, but in this particular case, you need to, okay? So even though we don't want to focus on the negative side of something, in this case, these negative thoughts from our subconscious minds are going to tell us why we don't already have this in our life, okay? Once we draw them out, we can then turn them into positives. Once we know what the negatives are, on the paper, you've written down all the negatives about this, now we can turn them into positives. So allow all the thoughts that you have to pour out onto that page. Allow all those negative reasons that your subconscious mind is saying that your intention statements can't come true. If they aren't coming for you right away, don't worry about it. Let it settle. Think about it throughout the day. As they come up, write it down. Keep paper at hand. Jot them down. Okay? So as an example for this exercise, let's say I've been wanting to manifest that perfect job or career. I've created that intention statement with a lot of detail that we've talked about. Okay? I know exactly what I want from this, and I've got a lot of emotion tied to it. So with that intention statement in this exercise, I read it out loud and I listen very carefully for what that voice within my head says. And I begin to write it down. Things like, there are no jobs like that in this town. What makes you think you can earn that kind of money? You don't have what it takes. You've never been trained to do that job. You don't deserve a job like that. Jobs like that only go to the smartest, hardest workers and not to people like you. You're too stupid for that job. You will never earn that kind of money. Who would ever give you a job like that? Pretty nasty stuff, right? But I want you to do this. Don't ignore them. Write it down. Just let it flow through you and write it down on the paper, okay? So they're just some of the examples. Yours may not look anything like that. It could be entirely different, okay? The negative voice in your head may not be that limiting, but whatever limiting thoughts come out, put them down on paper, okay? We've talked about limiting beliefs before, but I wanna go back through how important it is to replace your limiting beliefs in order to manifest what it is you want into your world. So as you continue to write out all those negative beliefs, do it until you feel that you've got as many of them as you're willing that are willing to come forward. Then I want you to read them over. Are they true? Of course they aren't true. Maybe you quickly see and understand where they come from, but honestly, it doesn't matter now where they come from, how they got there. I want you to write down why it's not true. Read them and say to yourself, you know, when they're put in the daylight and on paper like this, they become exactly what they are, lies. They become disbeliefs. They become things that aren't true. They become untruths. Okay, so I want you to write them down and think about why they're not true. Okay, so using the above example, let's pick one or two of those and go through why they're not true. Okay, so something like you will never earn that kind of money. If that were what I wrote down about that job, I'd ask myself, why not? Is it possible for others to make that kind of money? Are there other people in the world right now doing that job? Are there people earning that kind of money? Start by asking yourself in this situation, if there's anyone currently doing what it is that you want to do. If someone else is working at it, then so can you. Ask yourself, how many people are doing this every day? Keep going through your senses and your negative limiting beliefs, turning them around, and in many cases, all you have to do is just create a sentence stating the opposite, okay? Once you're aware of what your limiting beliefs are around that topic, write out affirmation sentences that counter what it is that's limiting about what's coming pouring out of you. Once you've done that, read those sentences. Turn them into positives. If your sentences that you've written out counter those limiting beliefs are short enough, then you can use those as new affirmations. If they're long sentences, then you're gonna wanna pull out some key words, okay? Just pull out some key words that you can remember and think about, okay? Then I want you to tune in on those short affirmation sentences or those key words throughout the day. Anytime it comes into your head when you think about your intention statement, like you're not good enough, use your counter word or your counter affirmation to squash that, okay? So I want you to use those affirmations or keywords many times throughout the day. You know, saying them aloud or saying them within your head when they come up or just at any time. So let's say, for example, one of the limiting beliefs that came to you as you were doing this exercise was, you're too old. Like I said, ask yourself, is that true? Of course it's not. And ask yourself, are there people of my age doing this every day, every week, every month? Are there people out there of my age doing this type of work, making this type of money? The answer, of course, is yes. And therefore, if they can do it, so can you. So I want you to take the key words and use those key words to help you change your belief. Use a key word that triggers you to think that, yeah, I can do that, okay? Again, this is something you have to really look at a specific, spend time doing this, find some key words, some affirmations that counter your limiting beliefs. Everything for every one of us is gonna be slightly different, okay? Sometimes when we do the simple act of writing it out, we no longer believe that false belief is true. That limiting belief quickly fades when it's in the daylight, when we read it out loud and it's sitting there on the page, okay? Give this exercise some of your time and look for those key words that counteract what your limiting belief was saying, okay? Look at the other side of that negative limiting belief, okay? Write out some affirmation statements that are contrary to those limiting beliefs, okay? Sometimes that's all it takes. For most of us doing this exercise, what we're doing is creating an awareness of what your limiting beliefs are. When we look at what we want to achieve and manifest in our world, this exercise brings us an awareness of what our self-conscious looks like, okay? We hear that inner voice. We get to see what our beliefs mean, what our limiting beliefs are. Remember that limiting beliefs are only beliefs. They are not facts. In most cases, they are not true. They are things that have been put there by others, or in many cases ourselves, and we lean on them like crutches. We look at them to support that we're not getting ahead, that we're not getting what we want. We rely on them to reinforce what it is that we don't have. If you truly want to manifest something in your life, you need to change your beliefs. You need to change your thinking. So a big part of this exercise is simply to become aware of what we think. So for the next week, as you go through doing your intention statements, after you do this exercise, I want you to continuously be aware. Have that awareness of your thoughts. Think about those negative limiting beliefs and ask yourself, why is that true? Is it true? How can that be true? Apply this to your life and dig deep and start asking yourself those serious questions. Try to determine, you know, where those negative beliefs come from. Where did they originate from? Like I said, it's not really important to understand where they came from. You don't have to be able to go back and say, my Uncle Joe said that to me so many times. If you know that, that's fine too. But if you don't know that, that's okay. Because we just want an awareness that we believe that we say that to ourselves, that negative shit comes out of our mouths every day. And we want to stop and say, why does that negative shit come out of my mouth every day? What am I trying to say? What do I truly believe? You don't have to find the root of it. You just simply have to understand that it's not true, that it's not necessary. And you just need to counteract it by finding something that replaces it, okay? So once you bring these negative limiting beliefs out into the daylight, you will find quickly that they diminish. You will see them for the limiting beliefs they are. That is all they are. They are limiting beliefs. All right, guys, that's it for today. This has been episode 25. Thank you for listening. Really give this, you know, some effort this week. Do the exercises. Explore your limiting beliefs, you know, so that you can manifest what it is you want into your life. Be aware that they are just limiting beliefs. They're not grounded in any substance. Become aware of them. And once you become aware of them, they no longer have any significance. Okay. They quickly begin to diminish. Okay. And although we don't want to spend, you know, a lot of time focused on the negative, sometimes when we dredge these things out in the daylight, like I say, they have no strength. They quickly diminish. Okay, that's why we're doing this right now. So you want to focus on the positive in your life. You want to focus on the intention statements of what you want. But if you're not getting them quick enough, if your intention statements aren't, reaping rewards, it's probably because, it is because you have limiting beliefs. So you need to dig a little deeper and find out what those limiting beliefs, were. And so it was through my conversation with my friends last week, it came up a few times about beliefs, and I started thinking, there's probably a lot of people that don't really understand these limiting beliefs. So let's talk a little bit about them. So guys, I hope this helps. Thanks for listening as always. Like I always say, if you enjoy this podcast, enjoy my podcast, please subscribe, send me an email, or check out my book on Amazon.com. Been Chris Wocock for episode 25. Thanks, guys. Until next week, thanks.